Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, even though it's only May, Christmas tree growers are already counting the days until this year's holiday season. And this month, growers are being asked to vote on whether to continue a very important research and promotion program. Here's the Christmas Tree Promotion Board's Executive Director, Tim O'Connor.
The reality is that real Christmas trees have lost 60% of the market share to artificial trees in the last generation. And that has been devastating to the industry.
By statute, the USDA is now conducting a referendum for eligible producers and importers of Christmas trees to vote on whether to continue the Christmas tree promotion, research, and information order.
The whole point of having the checkoff program is to increase demand, most importantly, to connect with these young adult millennial consumers, to give them an understanding of the reasons to use a real Christmas tree as opposed to an artificial tree, as well as to invest in production research.
As for the checkoff assessment itself, it's 15 cents per tree for both producers and importers. By the way, those completed mail-in ballots must be returned back to the USDA by the close of business on Thursday, May 31st. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.